Yellow angry plumes wrestle, to suckle from a smoldering nest. Teasing the wind, as it plays along idle random paths, within an ever-changing foreign terrain. It is said a traitor's whim set the seed, by way of complex maniacal obsession, to bring forth forces beyond wild imagination, abandoning with fear, such a cruel and careless manager, towards inevitable outcome. Stealing vital air from human and animal squatters, the amorphous radiant beast grows stronger and more intense, sensing freedom from human control over its diminishing sylvan empire. Rising out from littered valley scrub, it erases all before it, eating the wooded hillside bare, consuming the putrid air before rushing blindly to breathe new life into itself, claiming the top of the hill with blackened symbols of victory. Advantageous timing allows squadrons of ember sprites to flee immediate incineration within its breast, amongst violent exaggerated ethereal forms of crimson, orange, red and powder black, to search out fresh pockets of energy, reducing man's influence and benefit in the cycle of natural law to catastrophic decay and transformation, with smoke and ash and loss and death. The traitor has long gone, yet remains forever cursed, tormented by guilt of wild intense moments of pleasure, until unstable thoughts break through the sweat once more, from deep agonizing depression. Now is the time that we all suffer loss. Fresh minds as ever before, vowing never to forget lessons learned, until time has diminished pain to memory, like a spark, which has been and gone. This war of hate from a traitor's hand must be matched with resolve, to fight, to break the addictive curse, and to ready ourselves for the next time. Next time we'll be prepared. Next time and place, somewhere else. The brave firefighters know too well the unpredictable cunning ways of the wildfire hell on earth. For it takes no innocent hostage, feels no love for the wealthy, child or aged, nor regrets, with any emotion shown, consumed by its own burning desire. We pause to make judgment on scarred survivors, weary volunteers and distant planners, who live with hope. For the dead speak where they lay, in the ashes of a maniacal play, though the curtain never falls for long, before another act begins, by lighted hand. We must cry out loudly, for our dead and for the living who are damned ahead, should we forget what matters, family, community, environment, or the hollow justice of remorse.